This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 162, how to tackle the toughest writing task 2 question.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, find out what to do if you get a question that is a combination of the argument, opinion, and problem solution questions in writing task 2.
If you like what you're hearing on this show, but you're ready to go deeper so that you can actually pass the IELTS and live your life dreams, you can get our free 3-part video masterclass. Guys, this is a brand new course that we're offering to you today for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider and you can watch video 1 now. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. See you there. Hey there, Jessica. How you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. You sound very perky.
I do?
Yeah. There was a lot of energy in your voice just then.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I like force myself to sound positive because I feel like that's going to make me feel positive. Like even if I'm tired, I'll like force myself to speak like I have lots of energy, and then maybe that'll like change the way I feel. Do you ever do that?
Sometimes I do that. Yeah, I think it's really cultural too, right? Our culture expects this kind of positive attitude most of the time, and that can be hard to keep up sometimes, right? As a human being, right? We have to, you know, but I think in general, I like the way that, you know, our culture kind of appreciates that optimistic way of looking at things.
I think that is a sort of stereotype about Americans, that sort of like positive can-do attitude, right? Like we can, doesn't matter what it is, like we can do it, like we can solve this problem. Right. And yeah, but you know, it is kind of cheesy and it is kind of exhausting, I think, to have that attitude all the time, but I'd rather have that attitude than like the opposite.
Yeah. We did an episode last year on All Ears English and the title was Does American Optimism Annoy You? And it was really interesting. We just poked fun at this stereotype that Americans are positive all the time, and whether it's, you know, how people really feel about it, how Americans really feel, or are they just putting on a smile. It's really interesting. Right. Interesting topic.
That's so funny.
I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I think for our listeners, if they can take this like positive American, like sunshiny way of speaking energetically and being confident, I think if you can do that for the 15 minutes of the speaking exam, that will definitely influence your score in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Jessica, we talked a few weeks ago about the idea of putting on a personality, and that could be part of it, right? You put on this positive personality, and whether you like that, whether you want to take that outside of the IELTS exam, it doesn't matter. But for those 10 minutes, we could put that on, and you know, that could really influence our score because we feel it in the tone of voice, right? The pronunciation. Yeah.
Exactly. No, it'll help everything. If you have confidence in yourself, I mean, that influences every part of your score. I promise. Like it will, like help the examiner to think, oh, I'm going to push that score up a little bit for sure. Okay. But today, we're actually not talking about the speaking test today.
Right. We're talking about the writing test 2 today, right, Jessica?
Yeah. So,
I know there's been some confusion, right, about question types for that task 2.
Right. So in our course and in like almost, I'm going to say every single IELTS class you're ever going to take, the way we approach task 2 is by looking at the different essays that you can write. So for example, there's an argument essay, an opinion essay, and a problem solution essay. So the argument essay describes two opinions. The opinion essay describes just one opinion. And then problem solution, of course, describes like a cause of a problem and solution or effects of a problem and a solution. So we practice answering all questions with one of these essays. So I think what this does is it gets into students' minds that, well, there are only three possible ways to answer questions. Like, this is all I can do. Every question is going to ask me to do one of these three things, which yeah. isn't necessarily true. like sometimes, and again, guys, like this isn't common, but sometimes IELTS gives you a combination question, a little combo question.
Ooh, just to mix it up, right?
Yeah. So you need to approach this by not thinking like I have to write an argument essay. Don't think about writing a specific type of essay. Instead, you have to look at the question and just write an essay about that question. Okay, let me tell you what I mean. So, for example, maybe the question is, some people feel that we are wasting money in the space race these days because there is no, because we should spend our money on Earth. Let's see. Some people feel like we are wasting our money in the space race. We need to spend money on people here on Earth. What are your opinions about this? Or do you agree or disagree with this? Or something like that. So there are two parts to this question. Okay. And it's not two opinions. It's not presenting you two opinions. It's not clear. So most questions of IELTS will give you two opinions in the question. And then that's easy. You talk about the first opinion in paragraph two and the second opinion in paragraph three. Like, easy.
Right. Right.
But we can take that same simple strategy and use it on every question. So if there are two sentences in the question, like the one I just said, the first sentence is what you talk about in paragraph two, and the second sentence is what you talk about in paragraph three. So in paragraph two, you're going to talk about whether or not we are wasting money on the space race. Right. On the space program. So that could be talking about how, so this is your opinion. Like, yes, we're wasting money. We're spending billions of dollars sending people up to the moon and it's not bringing us benefits. However, we do develop a lot of technology that is used on Earth. Okay. So like that's the opinion about that first sentence about wasting money on the space race. And then the second part of that question was, we should be spending that money here on Earth. So then write a paragraph about that. What would we do with that money? We should spend it on healthcare. We should spend it on infrastructure, public transportation, whatever. So just take those. If you see a question with two sentences, don't waste your time thinking about what type of essay to write. Because that's not the point here. You need to go automatically to splitting that up into two paragraphs. So you have two sentences, one paragraph about each sentence. Easy, done.
Okay. I see what you mean by just kind of extending just going right from the question and expanding on that question in separate paragraphs. That sounds actually relatively easy. I mean, it's doable.
Exactly. And this is the strategy that you can use on every single question on the writing task. Like any question that writing task two gives you, you can use this strategy. So we need to practice the essay structures. We need to practice the argument essay, the opinion essay, the problem solution essay. Like, yes, you have to know those structures before you can sort of play with it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to know how to organize the information before you can start moving things around.
Ooh. I like that. I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's like anything in life. We need a good, solid framework before we can break. We need to know the rules before we can break the rules.
Exactly.
Right? It's just like when we learn a new language. That's why from the beginning, a lot of times beginners do need to get those grammar rules down, whether we like it or not. We need to know that. Then we can improvise and we can break them and we can use all sorts of different creative ways of expressing ourselves through the language. But we've got to know that framework first.
Exactly, exactly. I always liken this experience to like jazz musicians in Ooh. My head. Like, cause if people listen to jazz music, it's for, to some people, it like, well, of course there are a billion different types of jazz, but to some people, it just sounds like noise. Like, what are they doing? Like, it's not a song. They're like improvising. They're just right. going all over the place. So, it right. doesn't sound like they're, well, to some people, I guess, it doesn't sound like these are like trained musicians that follow rules, right? But at least all of the jazz musicians that I've known, they have studied music their whole lives. Like, these guys know the yeah. rules for every type of instrument, every type of composition. And that's the only reason why they are then able to break them and improvise and create new sounds, because they had to learn all the structures first. So in our studies, we have to follow that. You have to put in all the work first before you can reach that higher level, before you can take these building blocks that you have mastered and organize them in more interesting ways that communicate more subtle messages, right?
Ooh, I like that. I love that idea. I think that's really key. That's really important to know for IELTS prep and just for anything that we're trying to master in life, right? Any skill that we're trying to build, we need to take it in that direction. Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. And I mean, I think this is just for the productive skills, right? If we're transferring this idea to IELTS, this like big life strategy, if we're transferring it to IELTS, like, this is just for the productive skills, guys. So just for the speaking and the writing, like, you guys do need to put in all the work of the vocabulary and the grammar and the organization and how to use linking words. And you have to know all of these smaller skills and rules first before you could bring it all together, right? In interesting mm-hmm. ways, right? Like vocabulary, for example. Like, that. we can't make like a pun, or we can't make like a word, you know, like a funny joke, like a play on words, unless you know what it really means. And then you can make fun of
yeah.
it.
Right. You have to know the nuances of the word. Absolutely. And no, that I love that idea. And that makes perfect sense. And guys, to get the framework, right, that we're talking about, to get that first step, you know, we offer that in our course, right? Jessica, you mm-hmm. go into a lot of depth, as you've said, about how to answer each type of essay. And we really need to master that first. And then we can go ahead and combine those strategies and have that different way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So, in our course, we practice every skill that you need for speaking and writing individually. All the strategies, all the rules are given to you, exactly what the examiner wants, worksheets for you to practice with at home. And then at the end, then you bring it all together in like the broader practice, right? Like, for each module. And yeah. then again, of course, on our practice tests. So yeah, we really Perfect. Hold your hands along the way. So we tell yeah. you exactly. yeah. And that's what you need, right? Especially in something as huge as IELTS, when there's so much to practice. I mean, you need guidance like every step of the way. So that's what our course does.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, we have big goals here. I know a lot of people in our audience are looking to move to the UK, looking to get that 7 to go into academia, move to Australia. These are big life goals. And if it's really important to us to achieve these goals, I mean, we need to be really smart about how we get there, right?
Yeah, exactly. You need a study plan. You need to know where you're spending your money and your time. Cause, oh my gosh, you could fall down the IELTS rabbit hole online and just waste so much time yeah, just looking for like free resources and advice and then you don't even know if it's true. So, oh my gosh.
Ugh. No, bad. Don't do it, guys. Don't waste your time, especially with something as important as your future and your family's future, right? We're talking about our families and we're talking about our, you know, our earning potential in the future. It's not small potatoes, right, Jessica? It's not,
exactly.
it's not a small thing.
Exactly. So, all yeah, right. come check out our resources and our course at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. com. And remember, guys, you do have to practice each of the three essay types before you can tackle the toughest IELTS question, which is the combo. So that could be a combination of opinion and solution. I've seen that a lot. That could be a combination of like talking about the effects of something and your opinion on a problem. I mean, it could be a combination of any of these building blocks, but you have to know the building blocks first.
Oh, well said. Well said. I love it. I love it. Thanks, Jessica, for your help today. This has been good. And I will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Same bad time, same bad hour. All right, cool. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.